Praises of the chosen one. Praises of the chosen Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind. Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind, a guiding light forever in our hearts and mind.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya nurullah. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. O Allah azza wa jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. Balagha al-ula bi kamalihi, kashafa ad-duja bi jamalihi, hasunat jami'u khisalihi, sallu alayhi wa alihi. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. We welcome our viewers of Madani Channel to the praises of the chosen one. And with immense joy, and once again, we would love to welcome our regular features on this program, our blessed and beloved Naveed Bhai, as well as our honorable Maulana Abdul Qadir Sahib, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Together with our esteemed Nath Khans, we would like to welcome all our viewers of Madani Channel to our program. Once again, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, Allah Kareem is showering His Rahmah and His mercy throughout the world, dear viewers. We make dua in the court of Allah Kareem that may Allah Azza wa Jalla, through the blessing of this program and all the other programs that we are watching, in which the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is being praised. We are hearing about his blessed seerah, about the blessed biography of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his Mubarak Ashab and companions as well. Alhamdulillah. Once again, we're going to request our Naveed Bhai to open our tonight's program with a beautiful Hamdi Bari Ta'ala, praises of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In this particular kalam, we are going to be speaking about the beauty, the elegance of the Holy Kaaba. Kaabe ki ronak, Kaabe ka manzar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. A beautiful old kalam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We shall be listening to this kalam. Kaabe ki ronak, Kaabe ka manzar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dekhu to dekhu, jaun barabar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, for those who desire and still desire to go to Madinatul Munawwara, Makkatul Mukarrama, keep making dua in the court of Allah Kareem, that may Allah Azza wa Jalla take us time and again to the holy cities of Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara. Zadha Allahu sharfan wa ta'zeema. Naveed bhai, aap is kalam ke zariye se hamari dilon ko munawwar o mujalla farmaye. And let us, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, remember those holy sites in Makkatul Mukarrama, whether it is the Well of Zamzam, whether you are by the Hatim of the Holy Kaaba, whether it is Safa and Marwa. All these sites in Makkatul Mukarrama are connected with Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, Hazrat Hajra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam, and with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's listen to this kalam, and when we do return, inshallah, after this kalam, we have many beautiful kalam. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this program from beginning to end for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jina vidbar.
Kaabe ki ronak, Kaabe ka manzar, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, Kaabe ki ronak, Kaabe ka manzar, Allah khuda se dar hai zamane hamde khuda se dar hai zamane kaanon mein ras bolti hai azane ek ایک صدا رہی ہے برابر بس ایک صدا رہی ہے برابر اللہ اکبر اللہ اللہ اللہ
اور تیرے حرم کی آباد مولا
تیرے کرم کی آباد مولا
تیرے حرم کی آباد مولا
تیرے حرم کی آباد مولا
اور یاد آ گئی جب اپنی خطائیں
اشکوں میں ڈلنے لگی جائیں یاد آ گئی جب اپنی خطائیں یاد آ گئی جب اپنی
اور مانگی ہے میں نے جتنی دعائیں
مانگی ہے میں نے جتنی دعائیں منظور ہوگی مقبول ہوگی میزا رحمت ہے میرے سر پر میزا رحمت ہے میرے سر پر
اللہ اکبر اللہ 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 اور بھیجا ہے جنت سے تجھ کو خدا نے بھیجا جا جنت سے تجھ کو خدا نے جو مانگ تجھ کو میرے مصطفیٰ نے اور مولا
مغفرت عطا چاہتا ہے
مولا سبھی اور کیا چاہتا ہے
مغفرت عطا چاہتا ہے بخشش کے طالب پہ اپنا کرم کر بخشش بخش طالب پہ اپنا کرم کر
سبحان اللہ. کعبے کی رونق, کعبے کا منظر, اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر. رونق مینز دا بیوٹی آف دا ہولی کعبہ, دا سائٹ آف دا ہولی کعبہ, سبحان اللہ, دا برائٹنس اینڈ اسپلینڈر آف دا ہولی کعبہ. کعبے کی رونق, کعبے کا منظر, دا ویو آف دا ہولی کعبہ, دا گلوری آف دا ہولی کعبہ, دا بیوٹی آف دا ہولی کعبہ. اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر. دیکھوں تو دیکھیں جاؤں برابر. وین ایور آئی گیز اینڈ وین ایور آئی لک ایٹ دا ہولی کعبہ, آئی کیپ gazing endlessly. Allahu Akbar. It's never enough to look at the Holy Kaaba. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Very, very beautiful kalam, subhanallah. May Allah Kareem take us all to the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hamd-e Khuda se tar hain zabane. And when you are there, instead of engaging in futile conversations, worldly conversations, have your tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hamd-e Khuda se tar hai zabane. Tongues are moist with the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the call of prayer pours sweetness into the ears of the devotees. Allahu Akbar. Bas ek sada aa rahi hai barabar. Only one voice echoes again and again and again, and that is Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Bada pyara acha kalam hai. Mubarak Naveed bhai, mashallah, apna aapne bahut acha is kalam ko padha. And subhanallah, every couplet in this kalam is just so amazing, subhanallah. May Allah Kareem make our muqaddar the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May our destiny be the holy lands of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May our death be in the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May our burial be in Jannatul Baqi, Allahu Akbar, in the world's most famous cemetery, which is the cemetery and the graveyard of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jannatul Baqi. Allahu Akbar. This is the very same cemetery and graveyard which was visited over and again by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thousands of sahaba and companions of our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are buried there, dear viewers. Great, great companions. Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. These great family members of the beloved Nabi, Ahlul Bayt, are also there in the very same famous Jannatul Baqi. Fortunate Muslims die in that city and are buried there, dear viewers. Allah Kareem hame bhi wahan marna naseeb farmaye aur wahan ki mitti hame naseeb ho. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. MashaAllah, Mulana sahib, the very first kalam was a heart-touching kalam. Alhamdulillah. Yes, as I mentioned, dear viewers, this is the place, this is the platform where hearts unite and lips tremble. And subhanallah, voices, they echo and they rise in the love of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For those who have missed out the first kalam, you are watching Praises of the Chosen One. And now we move on to our next reciter, who is none other than our beloved Mawlana Abdul Qadir Sahib, to recite the kalam composed by the blessed son of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, Huzur Mufti Azam Hind. Tu shami'i risalat hai, alam tera parwana, tu maahe nubuwat hai, ay jalwa-e janana. MashaAllah.
Tu shami'i risalat hai, alam tera parwana, tu maahe nubuwat hai, ae jalwa-e janana, tu shamm-e risalat hai.
Yeah.
بنا
This is excellent kalam again, brothers in Islam. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And Tu Shami'i Risalat Hai Alam Tera Parwana is a kalam which is recited worldwide. Aap jis bhi mulk mein chale jayen, MashaAllah, Mohasab, ye kalam bada mashhoor kalam hai. I have heard this from little children, subhanallah. And Allah Hazrat, blessed son, Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali says, and this is our aqeedah, he says, you are the lamp of prophethood. Tu Shami'i Risalat Hai. Shama is lamp. It is light, right? He says, you are the lamp of prophethood. Alam tera parwana. What's parwana? Parwana are easels, right? And he says, alam, yani the universe are like easels around you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For you are the lamp, you are the light, you are the nur, you are the guiding star. And just as moths or easels, they would circulate and go around the lamp. Likewise, is the alam around you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tu mahe nabuwat hai eh jalwai janana. You are the bright moon of nabuwat and prophethood, manifestation of the beloved. Subhanallah. Every couplet in this kalam is amazing. Jo saqiye kausar ke chehre se niqab uthe. What is niqab? It is a veil. He says, jo saqiye kausar, the one, subhanallah, who is the distributor of kauthar. Saqi means the one who makes you drink. Right? And Kauthar is the pond which Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed to His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That pond for which the beloved Nabi says, every Nabi has been given a pond. And every Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla will have pride on the Day of Judgment for how many people have gathered at which Nabi's pond on the Day of Judgment. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I will be that Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla who will have most people gathered around my pond on the Day of Judgment. Which is Kauthar, subhanallah. Ulama Ikram even state, as per the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, various narrations, that there are more number of bowls around this pond than the number of stars in the sky, dear viewers. Can you imagine, subhanallah? It is equal from all sides. It's not deep in one side and shallow at the other side. No, it's all equal. And subhanallah, some ulama Ikram mentioned the pond of Kausar is either before Pul Sirat, and some ulama state after Pul Sirat. Subhanallah. However, those who leave this world with iman and love for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be honored to drink from this pond on the Day of Judgment, inshallah, azza wa jalla. You know, a poet says, Mu'asab, he expresses his desire, and every person desires to drink from the pond of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but how fortunate are those who will drink from his Mubarak hands. Allahu Akbar. Allah, 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 Allah. Bada pyara kalam hai, bada pyara sher hai. The poet says so beautifully. Main isko padhne ki saadat hasil karna chahta hu. Subhanallah.
Tamanna hai dile ashra, bas itni hai sare mahshar. Tamanna hai dile ashra, bas itni hai sare mahshar. Jabaqa jaam e kausar de de labe aqd laga kar de de jabaqa jaam e kausar de de labe aqd laga kar de.
Allah azza wa jalla is the giver. He is Lord of all the worlds. He is our Rabb, our sustainer, our provider, cherisher and nourisher. Yes, he gives you. But the one through whom he gives you is the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the distributor of the bounties of Allah azza wa jalla. Subhanallah. On the Day of Judgment, an announcement will be made. What announcement will be made? The gatekeeper of Jannat, Hazrat Rizwan alayhi salam, will announce and say, I'm just trying to recall the hadith. He says that this announcement will be made that I have been ordered to hand over the keys of Jannah to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. To whomever he would grant, whatever portion, whatever place of Jannah, it's up to him how much share and place in Jannah he can give, he will grant, subhanallah. One hadith states about him making this announcement that Allah Kareem has, subhanallah, granted the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the keys to the treasures of Jannah, the keys to the treasures of this world, and he unlocks those treasures. Whatever you have, when he unlocks those treasures, the lock of oil, the lock of petrol, the lock of wealth, the lock of diamonds and gold and whatever you may have. All of these treasures of the dunya are in the custody of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Mukhtar hai, kul hai, jisko jo chahe ata kar de. He is the owner and he is the distributor. May Allah Kareem make us true devotees of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So chale mashallah, when he is such a great and generous and graceful Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, chalo diyare nabi ki janib durood lab par saja saja kar. Whenever you go to the city of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't enter whilst eating and drinking and playing and wandering here and there, or having your mind not present at that moment. When you are about to enter into Madinatul Munawwara, you should enter with tears in your eyes. You are entering into the lands of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is that place where Imam Malik, he would not even answer the call of nature, jiha, in the lands of Medina. To show respect to the city of Rasulullah, he would answer the call of nature on the outskirts of Madinatul Munawwara. Now, subhanallah, there are so many different companions and so many different awliyas and great personalities who shown different types of respect and love for the city of Rasulullah. When this was their love for the city of the beloved Nabi, how much of reverence and love and adab do you think they would have had in their hearts for the beloved Nabi himself? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Out of this world, dear viewers. Subhanallah. Chalo diyaare nabi ki janib. Durood lab par saja saja kar. Hamari Naveed bhai ki janib ishaara hai ki aap ye kalam. Aap padhe inshallah azawajalla. Or you will try and understand the message of this kalam. After which inshallah Mu'asa will recite another beautiful kalam for us. Stay locked and tuned with Madani channel. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
چلو مدینے چلتے ہیں چلو مدینے چلتے ہیں چلو مدینے چلتے ہیں چلو مدینے چلتے ہیں چلو دیارِ نبی کی جانب درود لب پر سجا سجا کر چلو
جگمگا رہے ہیں چلو مدینے چلتے ہیں
سے پیار کتنا کرم ہے رحمت شعار کتنا ہمارے جرموں کو دھو رہے ہیں ہمارے جرموں کو دھو رہے ہیں حضور آنسو بہا بنے گا جانے کا پھر بہانا اور کہیں گہا کر کوئی دیوانا بنے گا جانے کا پھر بہانا
چلتے ہیں چلے وہاں سب چلتے ہیں انشاءاللہ سبحان اللہ چلتے ہیں مدینہ جی ویوز اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ ان اسلامک برادر فیو ڈیز اگو لاسٹ ویک ارلی لاسٹ ویک ہی ریسیوڈ اے سرپرائز ٹکٹ فرام سم پرسن ماشاء اللہ فار دا سٹی آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اینڈ میں اس بندے کو دیکھا وہاں سب ہی لاس کنٹرول آف ہمسیلف ہز ایموشنز ہز ٹیئرز ان ہز آئیز ایک جو کیفیت ہوتی ہے نا کیفیت the feelings of a person, the one who never imagined ki even I can get there, subhanallah. The poet says, chalo diyar-e nabi ki janib, let's go towards the prophet's bargah, let's go towards the beloved rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam with salawat and salutations upon our lips, durood lab par saja saja kar, have your tongues moist with the dhikr of Allah and the durood of the beloved rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Baharein lootenge hum karam ki dilon ko daman bana bana kar. So we will gather the rahmat and the karam of Allah Azza wa Jalla, those bounties and blessings which are being distributed there, we will quickly gather them. Jiha. And we're going to make our hearts like cloths, like your daman, to fill in, subhanallah. And that's how we're going to return back to our homes, inshallah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Na unke jaisa sakhi hai koi. Now look at the poet who wrote this kalam. He brought this couplet, Munasab. He says, na unke jaisa sakhi hai koi. There is no one as generous as the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. نہ ان کے جیسا غنی ہے کوئی اینڈ دیر از نو ون ریچ ان گریس ایز دا بلیور رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وہ بے نواؤں کو ہر جگہ سے نواز رہے بلا بلا کر ہی از شاورنگ دا ڈیسٹیٹیوٹس فلاکنگ فرام آل ڈائریکشنز آف دا ورلڈ فرام ویئر ایور دے آر کمنگ وہ جہاں سے آ رہے ہیں وہ بلا بلا کر کے نواز رہے ہیں سبحان اللہ ہی از گیونگ دوز ہو کانٹ ٹاک ہو کانٹ اسپیک بیکاز دا بلیور رسول انڈرسٹینڈز دا لینگویج آف یور ایموشنز آف یور ہارٹ ہز نظر اینڈ ہز سائٹ از اپون یور قلب And he understands every language in the world. Allah Azza wa Jalla has taught his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all languages of the world. Likewise, another poet says so beautifully, subhanallah. Maa sahab is requesting me to recite this kalam or this shair rather, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. So, isko padhte hain.
Wahi bharte jholiya sabki سمجھ بولیاں سب کی وہی بھر جھولیاں سب کی سمجھے بولیا سب کی بازار مصطفیٰ تو چلے
من تواضع لله رفعه الله. The one who lowers himself for the pleasure of Allah. The one who humbles himself. You have got good reputation, my brother. Allah has given you izzat. Allah has given you high status and maqam. But if you can humble yourself a little despite your status and your reputation and whoever you may be in society, then because of you humbling yourself, Allah will grant you a loftier maqam and station. Allah will elevate you. Allah will raise you, inshallah, azza wa jal. You will be raised by Allah Azza wa Jalla if you can lower yourself for His pleasure. And that's the poet says so beautifully.
Apni auqaat se faiz hai, kuch nahi baat sirf itni hai.
Auqaat actually translates as masab, the proper, the worth, yes, worth. What is my actual worth? What is my auqaat? Who do you think you are? Or who do I think am I? What do I think of myself? Apne auqaat sirf itni hain. The poet says so beautifully.
Apne auqaat sirf itni hain. Kuch nahi baat sirf itni hain. ٹکڑوں کے پل پل تھے قلبی ٹکڑوں کے پل پل تھے ابھی ٹکڑوں کے پل پل تھے
تیرے ٹکڑوں پہ پلے غیر کی کر پہ نہ ڈالا کھائے کہاں اڑ کے سر کے سر تیرا
جہاں
سبحان اللہ, بڑا پیارا کلام نبی ابراہیم, بڑا اچھا کلام ہے نسبت کے حوالے سے. ماشاء اللہ, یو آل ہیو لو اینڈ نسبت ود دا سٹی آف دا بیلوڈ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اچھا, اب دیکھیں نا, عاشق قبر میں جاتا ہے, اے ڈیووٹی آلسو ٹریولز ٹو دا قبر, ٹو دا گریو. سنرز ڈائی, پائیس پیپل آلسو ہیو ٹو ڈائی. دس از دا ڈیوائن پرومس آف اللہ, کل نفس ذائقۃ الموت. And another beautiful kalam, ya Allah tadi ka kalam hai na, mashallah, lahad mein ishq e rukhesha, what is that? Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. Lahad mein, lahad means qabr, right? Ishq, love. Rukhesha, the face of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, daagh. Allahu Akbar. Spot, a sign of his blessed face you have taken in the qabr. Subhanallah. So the qabr was dark, I taken the spot of the beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam mubarak face into the qabr, which was dark, and the moment I went into the dark grave, into the dark silent night, a glowing lamp that was the face of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam that traveled with me, my grave was illuminated. Subhanallah, my qabr was illuminated and it became luminous due to the radiant face of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was silent, it was horrifying, it was lonely, loneliness in the qabr. But subhanallah, it is the charagh, the lamp which I have taken was the bright face of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Maa sahab, is kalam ko zara padhiye ek alazat ka, inshallah bada maza aayega. Imamul Kalam, Kalamul Imam, Ash-Shah Maulana Mufti Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, is known as the imam of those poets, mashallah, who compose naats and kalams. And subhanallah, listen to this kalam, and it's very very deep, but subhanallah, filled with love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Lahad mein rukhe shah ka daagh leke chale, lahad mein rukhe shah ka daagh leke chale, andheri raat suni thi داغ لے کے چلے, تیرے غلام کا نقش قدم ہے راہ خدا, تیرے غلام کا نقش قدم ہے راہ خدا. وہ کیا بہک نا دماغ لے
Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Chale, dear viewers of Madani channel, this kalam has made our minds and give us the idea how to have our qabrs, our graves illuminated. Yes, as per the ahadith and narrations, the grave of a person will be the world's most loneliest and darkest place. Five people will take you and four would return. As Allah says, Hai ghafil, wo kya jagah hai jahan? Paanch jaate hain, char phirte hain. Achha, maqte mein, one is the maqta, which is the last couplet, and one is the matla. The matla is always the first couplet of every kalam. So in the maqta, he says, Raza kisi sage taiba ke paon bhi chume. Allahu Akbar. Oh, Raza speaks to himself, he addresses himself. Did you kiss the feet of a dog of Taiba whilst in the holy city? Did you kiss the feet of a dog whilst in the holy city? Tum aur ah ki itna dimag leke chale. How could someone like you, O Raza, not have thought of such an idea? Oh, what a pity. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allah Hazrat speaks to himself about the city of the beloved Rasul and he says, Oh, Raza, that this thought and idea hadn't come to your mind that you should even kiss the feet of a dog because this dog is connected with the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For the one, Ya Sayyidi, who shows love for the thorns of Medina. Have you seen people love flowers, people go to grab flowers. But Allah has taught us even how to have love for the thorns before those roses, dear viewers. Because when you go to grab a rose, you will first get pricked with a thorn. And he says, he teaches us how to love the kata, the khar and the thorns of Madinatul Munawwara. MashaAllah, subhanAllah.
Khar Sahra
says, oh, the thorns, your place is not on the floor to go under the feet of people. Chal, I'm making for you a path in my heart, for the place for the thorns of Medina is the heart of Raza. Subhanallah, it's supposed to be in my heart. The place where I'm making you reside now is not the ground and the floor, but rather the place where I will keep you, oh, thorns of Medina, is the heart inside the qalb. Subhanallah. So, chale, humare Naveed bhai ki janib dobara jaate hain. And ab zara man karta hai koi Punjabi kalam sunte hain. Lajpal Nabi mere dar dadi dawa dena. Ye bada pyara kalam hai. Naveed bhai, mashallah, kam log yahan Punjabi kalam samajhte hain. Lekin padhne ka jo andaaz hai, inshallah, usi se samajh aayega, inshallah. Zabardast ummeed karta hu. Let's enjoy this kalam, the Punjabi kalam, and it's very famous, dear viewers of Madini channel. Let's listen to this kalam, inshallah. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Lajpal Nabi mere dardi dawa dena. Lajpal Nabi mere dardi dawa dena. Lajpal Nabi mere
اور میں نعت تیری پڑھنا
Compassionate Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this dard and pain and takleef which I have, grant cure to it. Darda di dawa dena. Darda di dawa dena. Lachpal nabi mere darda di dawa dena. So this pain and takleef which I have, you grant me the cure in the dawa and medication to this pain. Jad waqte nazai daman di hawa dena. And when the time of my death comes near, when this draws closer, then grant me the hawa, the wind. Grant me the coolness of your blessed daman, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. So, naza is that state which every human, in fact, every living being would pass through. Al-mawtu babun kullu nafsin dakhiluha, al-mawtu qadahun kullu nafsin sharibuha. Death is a door through which every soul will pass. It is a beverage which every soul will drink. And naza, the last and final moments of a person, is something which is very crucial, dear viewers. We have no idea as to how and when are we going to leave this world. But chale, this was a Punjabi kalam, mashallah. Bada pyara kalam hai, Punjabi kalam. Mashallah, azza wa jalla. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. That one couplet was coming to my mind, subhanallah. It's a dua, dear viewers. It's a dua. Every second, every moment of the time, in a day and night, people die, people leave this world. And we make dua because we all are musafir here, we all are visitors here. And we need to make sure that the next abode, which is Alam-e-Barzakh, from the time you are made to rest in your qabr until the time you are resurrected, that place is for you to rest till the day of judgment. And you got to make sure that this place is okay for me. Yani, you have performed virtuous deeds, you have sought forgiveness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, so that when you are there, there is comfort for you. There is nur and light for you in your qabr. And you are safe from the pain of death. And the poet says so beautifully, subhanallah, main qabr andheri mein ghabraunga jab tanha, imdad ko meri tum, a jana mere aqa. Bada pyara kalam hai, muassab se request karta hu ki isko padhiyega inshallah.
Aisa gumbad wale manzoor dua karna.
Shifa, shifa, shifa.
درد کے ماروں نے آتا تا انہیں سوپے ہر درد کی دوا کرنا آتا تا انہیں سوپے
حبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آمین یا رب العالمین. What a beautiful فریاد and should we say a plea, گزارش, a request in the court of the beloved رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اے سبز گنبد والے, منظور دعا کرنا. The one who resides in the illuminated green dome in مدینہ المنورہ, he is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. Hear my plea and my faryad. When it's my last and final moments that I'm counting, bless me with your ziyara, bless me with your glance, so that subhanallah, the pain of jakani and sakarat may become easy and asan for me. Subhanallah. So yes, dear viewers, fear that moment and make tawbah in the court of Allah. Repent from all sins and ask Allah for a good maut. Ask Him for a good death. You know, Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, the mother of the believers, and this makes me cry every time I think about it, Mulana Sahib, you know. She says that, I do not ever envy anyone who has a comfortable death after I had witnessed the discomfort during the time of Huzoor Pak's passing away, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After I had witnessed the discomfort during his blessed passing away, meaning as he was making parada from the world, when I witnessed his discomfort at that time, I do not envy anyone who has a comfortable death. For he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reciting, La ilaha illallah, inna lil mawti sakarat. There is none worthy of worship but Allah, and the pain of death does exist. Allahu Akbar. The one who said, Rabbi ummati ummati, O Allah, forgive my ummah. And he will continuously make this dua. The one who remembers us so frequently, when he was born, he remembered us. During his blessed life, he remembered us. In the qabr, he shall remember us. He is remembering us. And even on the day of Mahshar, he will be standing at Maqam-e Mahmood, the highest, loftiest position and state which no one else would ever be given. He would be in the Bargah of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he will intercede for us even in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet we don't have the time to make tawbah and sincerely repent in his Bargah. Find the time, dear viewers. Make tawbah in his court. It's never too late. For we have the Daman of Ghawse Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, the one who reformed countless robbers and thugs and thieves and name them, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar, this is that Ghawse Pak upon whose hands thousands of non-Muslims embrace faith. and thousands of people that were lost, they were wandering around the lands, causing mischief. Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi made them awliyas, made them wali, made them pious, changed their situation, subhanallah. To chale, ab hum us Ghawse ki bargah mein jaate hain, jinhone lakhon ki zindagiyan badli hain. Aaj tak hamare Ghawse Azam dete hain, subhanallah. He is from the descendants of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is a Hassani Husseini Sayyid. خدا کے فضل سے ہم پر ہے سایہ غوث اعظم کا. ہمارے پاس چار منٹ ہیں انشاءاللہ عز و جل. چار منٹ میں انشاءاللہ عز و جل ہماری نوید بھائی ہمیں بغداد پہنچائیں گے. چلیں انشاءاللہ.
خدا کے فضل سے ہم پر ہے سایہ غوث اعظم کا. خدا کے فضل سے ہم پر ہے سایہ غوث اعظم کا. بغداد والے کے ہماری لاج کس کے ہاتھ ہے. بغداد والے کے مصیبت ڈال دینا کا کس کا غوث اعظم کا. مصیبت ڈال دینا کا اور محمد کا رسولوں میں جیسے مرتبہ محمد کا رسولوں میں ہے جیسے مرتبہ جمیلے قادری سو جان سے قربان جمیلے قادری سو جان سے مرشد بنایا جس نے تجھے جیسے بندہ سے
This kalam takes us to the end of the program. By Allah's grace and mercy, we are under the shadow of Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. His saya and his karam and faizan is above our heads. ہمیں دونوں جہاں میں ہیں سہارا غوث اعظم کا. اینڈ دس مینس دیٹ ان بوتھ دا ورلڈز اور سپورٹ اور ایڈ از نن ادر دین غوث اعظم رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ. اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر. مریدی لا تخف کہہ کر تسلی دی غلاموں کو. یس ان ہز فیمس قصیدہ ہی کلیمڈ اینڈ ہی سیز دا فیمس سبحان اللہ قصیدہ غوثیہ. ہی سیز دیٹ او مائی مرید ڈو ناٹ فیئر. سو ہی کلیمڈ ٹو ہز ڈسائپلز ود لا تخف لا تخف اللہ ربی, do not fear او my disciples. قیامت تک رہے بے خوف بندہ غوث اعظم کا. And since غوث اعظم removed the fear from the hearts of his disciples, his muridin, so the poet says, Jamil Qadri says, now because of this, the servants of غوث اعظم rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali shall remain fearless until the day of judgment. Subhanallah, there will be no fear in their hearts because غوث اعظم rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali had placed the love of Allah and his Rasul in their hearts and have guided them. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Huh? And then his couplet, Azizo kar chuko tayyar jab mere janaze ko to likh dena kafan par naam wala ghousi azam ka. Oh my beloved ones, oh my family members, you know, the poet makes a wasiyat. He says, when you are going to prepare my janaza, my funeral, to likh dena kafan par naam wala ghousi azam ka. He expresses what a lover and devotee he is of ghousi azam when he says, write upon my kafan and shroud the noble name of ghousi azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Allahu Akbar, may his name be in our heart, dear viewers of Madinah channel, upon our tongues. For Allah Kareem has given us Ghaus-e-Azam to remove our difficulties as well. We hope that you have enjoyed the program. We hope that through these kalams, we are able to follow the sunnah of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and gain more closeness to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to his Mubarak Ahlul Bayt and companions alayhim wa ridwan. We hope that after this kalams, inshallah azzawajalla, through the ishq and love which is burning in our hearts, dear viewers, we're able to action this by following his sunnah and walking the path the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had shown us. Not just lip service. Do not only restrict your tongues to these things, dear viewers, but rather by action we need to prove that we are truly the devotees and the lovers of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shukran to our beloved Maulana Sahib and our Naveed Bhai, mashallah, for reciting such beautiful, heart-touching kalams. We look forward being in their companies once again. Until then, keep smiling and keep reciting durood and salawat upon the most exalted Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Praises of the chosen one. Praises of the chosen Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind. Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind, a guiding light forever in our hearts and minds.